October 1st, 2014 was a fantastic day for Royals fans. That was a playoff game against the Athletics, the winner takes all play-in wild card game for the World Series. And we beat the Athletics in overtime, and for anyone who was up till 11:30 that night or whatever it was a time of great celebration. So the next few days I was telling everyone who had listened, and even those who wouldn't listen, about this Royals game, right? About the playoff series. And as I was sitting there talking to one of my good friends, kind of explaining to him what happened, you know, I could just see as the conversation was going on, his eyes were starting to glaze over a little bit. And they started rolling to the back of his head. And eventually, you know, I just realized, okay, this is not getting anywhere, right? So there's a certain, I had this joy in my heart that I was trying to share with him about the World Series, about the Royals going out and, you know, we're going to take it, right? But it was kind of falling on deaf ears. There's this aspect, we've all been there, right? The idea of hearing but not listening, right? Of hearing what someone is saying, you hear words coming out, you know, but it sounds like the grade school teacher of Peanuts, you know, wah, 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 wah. Right? So it's just that kind of mumbling, droning on. There's a sort of deafness. So until you have that opening of your ears and have that light, that insight, that connection to whatever it is, there's a deafness that goes on. Well, the same thing is absolutely true and particularly true in the spiritual life, right? This gospel we hear today of Jesus opening the ears of a deaf man who has a speech impediment. It absolutely and very directly correlates to the spiritual life, and perhaps today more so than in times of recent memory, of a spiritual deafness, of this hearing things of the gospel, hearing the words of faith, hearing priests come up and preach every day, maybe reading the scriptures, and it's just wah, 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 wah. Right? There's that we hear, but we're not listening. There's a disconnect going on. It's a symptom of a spiritual deafness. And the story we hear in today's gospel of Christ opening the ears of the deaf man, it's only after his ears are open that his speech impediment is cured and that he's able to speak and to proclaim. It's absolutely true for us in their spiritual life. Until we have that sort of connection with God, until we turn that corner, there's a certain disconnect. And it just, you know, we can read scripture and it's just words on a page. It's not alive. It doesn't breathe. It doesn't speak to us. But when that corner is turned, when the ears are opened, all of a sudden there's something very different. All of a sudden, every single line on a gospel can jump out and it hits you like you've never seen it before, and you might have read it 1,000 times before. This idea of encountering Christ and being healed of a deafness. There's a line in today's gospel that you probably miss because it's extremely easy to skip over in the gospel. And as a matter of fact, most times I've read it, I've jumped over it. I didn't even notice it. So the people bring this deaf man to Jesus with the speech impediment and begged him to lay his hands on him. But before he healed him, this line occurs. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. Before the healing, Jesus was able to work the miracle. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. There's this idea of a very personal, very intimate connection with Jesus Christ. This getting away from it all, from the busyness, from the noise, the uproar, and being alone with Jesus Christ. And then he works the miracle. Then he opens his ears, and then he's able to speak and to proclaim. Brothers and sisters, there's many of us, I'm sure all of us at some point, maybe even right now at this point, that's where we are, this kind of deafness, this like underwater sort of experience of hearing God's voice, but it's muffled and it's cloudy and murky. There's a remedy for that, but it takes a willingness, an ability to step away, to step outside, to be able to allow Christ to work in our lives, to encounter him in a new way, a willingness to hear, to listen, to seek and to strive. You know, if this deaf man would have just been left alone, if it would have just been in whatever his hometown might have happened to be, if someone else wouldn't have heard about Jesus and helped, assisted this man come to him, we wouldn't have had this story in the gospel, and he would have just been another deaf man trying to work his way throughout life. But because someone else brought him, somebody else heard and was able to reach out and take his hand and communicate to him in a way he could understand and say, listen, there's something you need to see. There's something that there's something else, there's something more out there. And then these other people, the people brought him, this deaf man, to Jesus. So perhaps you're the one who hears. Perhaps it's your job to bring the deaf in, to allow them this time of encounter with Christ. But if there's this deafness, if there's this lack of hearing, of not making this connection, then we have to go to the source, right? To the scriptures themselves, to the Eucharist, and to simply be in the presence of the Lord. You know, there's so many Catholics that have very little, very basic catechesis or understanding of our faith. I mean, how many of you, if I was to just randomly select someone from the crowd and say, hey, I'd like you to come up and recite the Ten Commandments, how many of you would just start sweating, right? Like you'd be, I hope you pick somebody else, you know? Something very basic as the Ten Commandments, but what about something else? What if a Protestant friend comes up to you and says, you know, what's up with the church and your worshiping Mary stuff? Could you say, all right, we don't worship Mary, and then what? Where would you go from there? You know, we as Catholics, we have 2,000 years of history, of tradition, of teaching, of saints to look and learn from, of wisdom. And yet, so many of us are so scared of talking about our faith, of having someone bring up a question. It's like the proverbial, you know, the elephant being afraid of the mouse. We are the body of Christ. We have the strength, and that's what's so great about the first reading today. Say to those who are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. That message comes to us today. Yes, it was said through the prophet Isaiah to Israel thousands of years ago. But it also is proclaimed to us today. Be strong, fear not. Your God is here. We have this richness of faith, a vast source of a treasury. And yet we're so timid. We're so afraid. We're so scared of, you know, the what if? Because we simply don't know. And instead of doing something about it, instead of going to seek this time with the Lord to be drawn away, to step aside a little bit, reserve some time for God, we just kind of ignore it. Go through our daily life. You know, this is, yeah, I don't know that stuff about the church, but whatever. You know, there's an old saying that if nothing changes, nothing changes. If that's where you are in your faith life, and you don't take the next step to do something about it, why should anything change? Why should your faith be anything other than mediocre and lukewarm and just kind of, you know, go to church on Sunday sort of thing? Brothers and sisters, we're offered this opportunity every day to encounter Christ, to be drawn away. And sometimes there are specific ways, you know, something above and beyond, like a retreat where it's a very, very focused time. But how many of us actually take a weekend off of our schedule and say, I'm going to schedule a retreat, I'm going to go on a retreat just to be away, just to spend time with the Lord? Or even just the 15 minutes of daily prayer or the holy hour once a week. All of these simple little ways are ways that we can encounter Christ and have that deafness removed. Because until we have it in here, until we know it up here and have it in here, when we speak about our faith, it's just going to be a speech impediment, a mumbling. But once you turn that corner, that's where evangelization comes in. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a PhD in theology. but a conversion of heart. And speaking from that place of conversion, that's where people listen. That's where the ripple effect starts to seep out. When you're not afraid to talk about your faith, when you're not afraid with all charity to say, yeah, this is what we believe and this is why we believe it. Brothers and sisters, Christ is saying to us today, Ephatha, be opened. Let's not be okay with the mediocre. Let's not be okay with the mundane, the lukewarm. Let's go for something more. Let's ask the Lord to open our ears so that we can speak, so that we can speak with eloquence and draw others to this love that we know. Lord Jesus, open our ears today.